tuned into Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. Starting off with Pat Metheny Group off of their album Life Talking. And this is a bit of a themed episode. We're going to be playing artists that were featured on the lineup for the 1999 Du Maurier Jazz Festival in Vancouver. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
We are back with Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. If you tuned in at the beginning of this episode, you'll know that we are actually playing a few artists that were featured at the 1999 Du Maurier International Jazz Festival in Vancouver. You know, in looking at the archives of CJSF 90.1 FM for this show, I've also been looking at a lot of archives for festivals that have happened in Vancouver. Music festivals are something that have always fascinated me. I've always thought they were really cool. The fact that there are so many dwindling ones within BC is something I've always found interesting too. Ones that were, when I was a teenager, super exciting and super awesome. And I remember thinking like, oh, when I'm in my 20s, I can't wait to drive out there, like Squamish Fest or Pemberton. And a lot of those things don't exist anymore. But we still do have, you know, the Folk Music Festival and other local things. We had Unreal City, which was a recent thing here in Vancouver that was really successful. That had a bunch of local acts. I just love congregations of people listening to a bunch of different artists, and it's kind of what this show is, in a way. Anyways, we're going to go on to the next track from Pat Metheny. This one is Last Train Home.
Thank you.
We are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Pat Metheny with Last Train Home. One of the headline artists of the 1999 Du Maurier International Jazz Festival in Vancouver, of which all the artists tonight were on the lineup for. This next artist we have is none other than someone by the name of Idris Muhammad, a jazz musician and drummer, most notably. This is his album. We had one of them, so I was excited to see. This one is titled Boogie to the Top. Intriguing stuff. This first track, also intriguingly, is 11 minutes. And, you know, that's not the most uncommon thing when it comes to jazz. But I thought I would let you all know, just so that you know to strap in. Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss a single second of this first track, the title track of this album, Boogie to the Top.